You're listening to episode 24 of season 13 of the New World Order for day 160 of the year 2019. Hey everybody, thanks for listening. This is Klaatu. In this episode, we're going to delve into the strange, strange world of the Deep Geek Command. I first heard about this command from Deep Geek, who counts himself as a Discordian. And I'll get into all of this in a moment. But it is the next one on our list in the Yuta Linux package. So if you're new to the show, suddenly, here's what we're doing. We're going through all of the software installed on a typical Linux workstation. You pop the Linux disk into your computer or the thumb drive to install Linux. What do you get? Well, you get a bunch of stuff that you kind of see and that you're aware of, and the things that you read out of a book that you use, LS and CD and stuff like that. But there are bunches of other applications that most of us don't realize are on the computer. So I'm going through every single one of them, at least on a Slackware install, because that's kind of the big kitchen sink install. You may not have that on your computer by default, but you could probably get it, and there's a heavy amount of overlap either way. One of those packages is called Util Linux, and it contains a bunch of utilities that come with most Linux systems. It's just really basic commands that everyone needs, and so they're all bundled into one thing called Util Linux. And one of the packages in Util Linux, at least whatever I'm running, which is 2.27, is called DDATE. So that's DDATE. And it is, if you look at the man page, man DDATE. DDATE, convert Gregorian dates to Discordian dates. So what is Discordian? Well, I'm by no means an expert on Discordianism, but I do know that Discordianism is a parody religion started, I don't know if it was started in 1963, but it is derived from a book called the Principia Discordia by, I don't know, two people who go by pseudonyms of Maleclipse and Ravenhurst. So it's a joke religion. It tells people to worship this Greek goddess of disorder. Its main principle is that there is no difference between order and chaos. It is cited in the jargon file, which is maintained by Eric Raymond. Discordianism, he says, the veneration of Eris, aka Discordia, widely popular among hackers. Discordianism was popularized by Robert Shea and Robert Anton Wilson's novel Illuminatus as a sort of self-subverting Dada Zen for Westerners. It should, on no account, be taken seriously, but is far more serious than those jokes. Consider, for example, the fifth commandment of the Pentabarf from Principia Discordia. Quote, a Discordian is prohibited from believing what he reads. Discordianism is usually connected with an elaborate conspiracy theory or joke involving millennia-long warfare between the anarcho-surrealist partisans of Eris and a malevolent authoritarian secret society called the Illuminati. So this is Discordia, right? This is Discordianism. This is absurdity that is kind of organized into a silly kind of, I guess, in joke, right? I mean, because it doesn't make any sense to you if you're not in on the joke, if this isn't something that you enjoy, or if you think it's silly or whatever, then this isn't very funny to you. Now, likewise, there's what is considered, at least according to the jargon file, a mutant offshoot of Discordianism, launched in 1981, called the Church of the Subgenius. It is supposedly a spoof of fundamentalist Christianity, created by the Reverend, quote-unquote, Ivan Stang, who I have actually seen speaking live. I saw him in Pittsburgh give a speech for the Church of the Subgenius at a concert, a live concert. It was quite entertaining, well worth attending. If you ever get to see him talk, you should jump on that chance. But anyway, Subgenius is popular among hackers as a rich source of bizarre imagery and references, such as Bob, the divine drilling equipment salesperson, the benevolent space exists, and the Stark Fist of Removal. Much subgenius theory is concerned with the acquisition of the mystical substance or quality of slack. Their home page on the internet is subgenius.com. You can go there and learn all about slack. You can pay $35 right now before the deal is over. You pay $35 for eternal salvation. It is a money back guarantee. So it's money well spent, I would argue. You get a little membership package with your payment, which goes over a bunch of completely strange and absurd nonsense that will entertain you for days, really. It's the most ridiculous, silly stuff that you can imagine. And it is, if you haven't picked up on any of this yet, it is the basis for Slackware. It is the origin of the Slackware name. And that is official. You can read interviews with Patrick Volterding citing that as the reason Slackware is called Slackware. So there you go. That's the Church of the Subgenius. That is Discordianism. And D-Date is the command for the conversion from the Gregorian calendar to a Discordian date. Now there's a whole scheme of Discordian calendar structure, and you can learn about that if you really want to know. On Wikipedia, go to the Discordian calendar thing, and it'll tell you that there are 5 months of 73 days or something like that. It's a Discordian year. It counts itself as the year of Our Lady of Discord. That's Y-O-L-D. Is that correct? If I miscite this, I'm afraid someone's going to email me and tell me that I've said it wrong. No, it is Year of Our Lady of Discord. Yeah, okay. So anyway, let's just do a D-Date right now. Just type in D-Date. Today is Hungin Day, the seventh day of confusion in the YOLD 3185. So there you go. That's what you get when you do just a straight-up D-Date. You can use formatting fields just like you can in date. So for instance, if we do deep date plus and then the percent sign, capital X, we should get the number of days remaining until X day. X day being the day of reckoning in the Church of Subgenius. And it looks like we're good for a while yet. It looks like as of right now we have 2,425,975 days left till X day, depending on when you hear this, of course. So don't get too comfortable. But you can always check that now, as long as you've got the Subgenius options compiled into your D-Date copy. And of course, Slackware would. D-Date plus percent X, capital X. You can get other variations of D-Date plus percent. Let's see, full day of the week, capital A. Hungin Day is what day it is right now. Percent H, name of current holy day, if any, none, and so on. So that's the D-Date command. Now, you may not have the D-Date command in your UTIL Linux package. It was removed from UTIL Linux, supposedly, and I think I saw that it was 2014 or 2011, one of those two, it was removed. And I feel like there was a little bit of controversy about that when it was removed. There's a Red Hat Bugzilla issue about this for Fedora, actually. And they wanted, a few people were calling for D-Date to be built into, built back into D-Date. And it goes on for a bit. People are arguing strongly for D-Date. And the maintainer of the package says that not a reasonable request. Because apparently, D-Date was removed officially from Utilinux. Yeah, since Utilinux 2.20.1, D-Date is not built by default anymore. Now, I am, as I said, running 2.27.1, so the fact that it is in my distribution probably means that someone in the Slackware higher rankings deliberately compiled it into Utilinux. And I imagine that someone probably would have been Patrick Volkerding, since Patrick Volkerding named his distribution after the Church of the Subgenius, essentially. So that's D-Date. Should it be in Utilinux? I mean, it is one big joke, and if you look at the code, the source code, C source code, it's pretty ridiculous. It's just full of jokes. And again, they're all inside jokes. If you're not in on the Discordianism joke and or the Subgenius joke, and I happen to be in on the Subgenius joke, but not the Discordianism joke. I didn't really know anything about Discordianism until Deep Geek sort of rambled on about it at one point. And even then, I didn't really pay attention to him until he told me about D-Date, at which point I thought, what is this stuff about Discordianism? And then I had to read about it, and then I kind of vaguely got an idea for what was going on. But if that doesn't appeal to you, then this isn't really that funny. And the source code just kind of goes on and on about ridiculous, just silly, just really, it's just silliness. I mean, here's the days, sweet morn, boom time, pungin day, prickle prickle, setting orange. Seasons long, chaos, discord, confusion, bureaucracy, the aftermath. You know, I mean, it might be funny if it appeals to you, but it may just be complete nonsense and a waste of space. Now, granted, it's not that much of a waste of space. I mean, if you look at the source code, it's really not that long. I think it is 374 lines long, so it's not really that big of a deal. And yet, at the same time, it is a thing that's on your system that is completely a joke. Should it be in Utilinux? I think it's truly, truly a debate that you could safely have, and you could probably safely say, well, not safely, but you could arguably, justifiably say that it shouldn't be in Utilinux. It's a very fun, silly add-on package, much like Fortune or something like that. Probably not something that needs to ship with every copy of Linux ever. Now, the counter-argument to that, though, is that Linux is open source. It is a thing that has grown out of a culture. It's a cultural artifact, a living cultural artifact. And I guess maybe that's the thing. It's a living cultural artifact. But there are a lot of people, and myself included, who feel a little bit protective of hacker culture. And so to say that the D-Date command should be removed because it is silly, it maybe offends some people because it actually, yeah, sure, it's silly, but it's our joke. It's something that grew from whatever scene there was among hackers where people were actually referencing Discordianism and the Church of the Subgenius and so on, which, you know, that was before my time. I wasn't using computers when that group of people were chatting. I never dropped into an IRC channel to a barrage of Subgenius references. That hasn't been my experience. So when that existed, whatever corner of the internet that existed in, I was not there. But it was a thing that was happening, and so it's part of somebody's culture. So to kind of rip it out and say, well, it's kind of silly fun, it doesn't need to be in this code, maybe that is a little bit offensive. I think there's definitely a debate there. And I don't know which side I really fall onto. I think I fall by default onto the, yeah, let's get rid of it because who cares? It's not a useful command. It is just a joke. And if someone wants the joke on their system, they could certainly just install the joke. That's kind of where I sit on the subject. But then again, I would, because I have no particular allegiance to this historical artifact. It's not something that I experienced. Would I feel the same way had I been a part of it? I don't know. Possibly not. I have a strange compulsion to not mix real information with false information. And I feel like if you know the difference between the information and the disinformation, then it's not a big deal to mix the two. But for people who don't understand the difference, it's actually pretty confusing. And I feel like handing someone a system under the assumption that this has stuff to run a computer and this all of these things are utilities and these are the commands that you must learn, to mix in a D-date command for no good reason, that just seems kind of weird to me. If anything, I think I would make D-date a command of it on its own, not in Utilinux, and I would put it in user games along with the other silly things like Fortune and I don't know, Cave. What's it called? Adventure, I think, is the name of the game. You know, all those snake and all those little text games that you get on a Unix system. I think that's a safe place for it to dwell. I don't think it probably does need to be in util-linux. That's my feeling, and it's a completely biased feeling, or rather unbiased feeling, and maybe it needs more of a bias. I don't know. That's D-Date though, and that's Discordianism, and that's the Church of the Subgenius. And it's a short episode today. Sorry, I'm still traveling. I'm doing a lot of different things around the country, so that's all I've got time for today. But you have to agree, it was a doozy. So thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.
Because the things of this world behind, and walk down on the path of Paul for this brief minute of slack from the Church of the Subgenius. Release your hold on this tenuous practical joke they call reality.
One single person, I have encouraged your conviction. Come down here and open up the phone and give me their wallet. I don't just want your money. I don't just want your credit card, but your library card, your voter registration. Give it all up now, okay? One person is all we need.
Sundays, holidays, vacation time. We must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing if the atomic bomb explodes.
What was all that again?
Well, it's short of Kate.
Go ahead. Make my job.
His body's been across the entire galaxy. The last time I was out there, I saw one of his fingers come out.
But they never proved that it was him.
No, I know. It was one of those split universe theories, wasn't it?
Well, he was melted in after he was cleft in two by a giant Sephiroth liner.
Now, my promise is revealed.
If only faith that promises will successfully
destroy them.
I'm going to be very, 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 very,
Make you cry. From that moment on, they're taking away your sight.